Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up? Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. Great to have you here. It's Labor Day, September 7, 2015. Happy Labor Day to everybody in the U.S. Got the day off. If you go to the J-O-B, the jump out of bed, just over broke, journey to the broke, you have 2 day off. Congratulations. It's a 4 day work week for you. Now imagine if every day was Saturday. Just imagine if you got the day off every single day to do what it is that you truly love to do in life. Man, is life short. That's why I posted a naked picture on Facebook last week. Kind of. I digress. Hey, by the way, if you're a first-time listener to the show, you'll love it. So go to iTunes, leave a five-star rating. If you've been listening to this show for the past 10 years, because we are the number one motivational podcast on iTunes, the longest-running motivational podcast on iTunes, then be sure to leave a five-star rating. Come on, man. Help a brother out. Trying to feed a family of six. Come on now. So last week, my wife is like, why would you post a naked photo on Facebook? I'm like, well, of course, it's not naked. I had just gone on a long run in 90-degree heat. Let me tell you something. Here in Cincinnati, the first week of September, brutal heat. I'll take it because 3 months from now, I'll be wearing 17 sweatshirts just to get to the gym. So I'm cool with 90 degrees and humid the first week of September. Trust me when I tell you that much. So I come back. I ran 4 miles or so. Let me tell you guys, you run in heat, you know. By the way, another podcast I got coming right down the pike is about the 10-mile run I went on. Woo-hoo! 10 miles, baby. 10. Double digit. Never done it before, but one time when I was on my 40th birthday. However, that's another podcast. Got to talk about that, man. Got to talk about the accomplishments. It's so freaking amazing. Pushing the envelope, man. Thought my heart was going to damn near explode, but I did it. That was just yesterday. Anyway. So I go on the 90-degree run, and 4 miles, whatever it was, 5 miles, I don't know what it was. I did wind sprints at the end, too, and it's all part of the Everyday Saturday body. I know. Hey, the product's coming out, but I ain't going to get you the product until the body is in Hugh Jackman Wolverine status, which we're almost there, okay? So I'm sitting on our jacuzzi tub. I took my shirt off, and I was going to jump in the shower, so I got my shorts on still. And I'm sitting on the jacuzzi tub, and I'm looking straight across from me is the mirror in our master bathroom. And I'm literally just dripping with sweat. I just ripped the bandana off my head, so my hair's sticking up. I look like Kramer from Seinfeld. I mean, just a complete and utter mess. But I feel great. Right after you work out, this is why everybody should work out. It sucks the first 15 minutes because you're trying to get your body all lubed up and oiled up, and the joints are creaking a little bit. Man, I'm 47. I know what it's like. And it takes a while, but boy, once you're in the middle, man, once you're in the flow, it's awesome. I mean, everything's moving. It's great. Doesn't matter how much weight you lift. Doesn't matter how fast you run. The fact that your body's still moving after 15 minutes is amazing. So that's what I was feeling. And then after, when you really did a great workout, you're just drenched in sweat. You feel awesome. So I'm looking across the mirror. I'm like, damn, that guy looks good in the mirror right there. Damn. And so I had my cell phone because I had all my music on there that I was listening to, and I snapped a selfie. Now, I'm not a, you know, mirror selfie kind of guy. I don't even know if I've ever shot. I don't even think I've ever put a selfie mirror shot on Facebook before, but that changed. The world changed as we know it last week. And so I took the photo because the shoulders were busting out. I mean, the abs were cut. Biceps are really trim. And I know you're listening to me, especially if it's the first time. You're thinking, this flipping arrogant ass, what a narcissist, all stuck on himself. Who do you love more besides you? That ain't it, man. That ain't it at all. It's all about the inspiration to get you to get to this place. Because when you start doing so, here's the whole point of the podcast today. You're not going to see results in anything, in business, in health, or anything right away. But when sometimes you catch yourself in the mirror, or sometimes you check your bank account or your business and it's automated and everything's going great, you're like, damn, that was a lot of work. But boy, was that worth it. So I snapped the photo. I'm like, look at that. I could finally see, not finally, but boy, I can see. And it helped that I went on a run. It was cardio day, so I probably, you know, lost a few pounds along the way as well. And I'm just dripping with sweat and everything's carved out. And so I snapped the selfie, turned it into black and white, and I uploaded it to Facebook. And I just was in complete gratitude. I don't have the post in front of me to read, but it basically went something like this, that I'm so grateful that this journey started on January 4th, okay? This was pretty much September 4th, so, you know, we're talking 8 months later. And it wasn't easy. It's still not easy. The pantry calls me every night at 8 o'clock. Come here, Sam. Come on. Potato chips are calling me, crackers, peanuts, pretzels, all that stuff. And I have to, sometimes I say yes, and I do it. And other times I say no, and I just block it out, and I go drink some more water or grab a spoonful of organic peanut butter. I mean, something to cure the craving, because there's a double-edged sword when you work out and you exercise. It's that body's always burning and burning and burning and burning, and you want more and more and more food. And that's always been my challenge. That's why it's so difficult for me to get. And look, guys, I'm trying to transform my body. I'm not trying to lose, like, I'm going to detox for 10 days and lose 10 pounds. That's not what I'm trying to do, man. That's not what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to transform my body. And when I took this photo, I was like, damn, I really have transformed my body. This is what commitment looks like, you know? So it started January 4th, and my prayer is that it never ends, because I'm in the best shape of my life, and you can get right to where I am as well, probably much faster if you have any willpower whatsoever and you don't go down a bag of pretzels at 10 o'clock at night like I do after I host a webinar or something, you know? And when I posted that photo, I got a lot of people commenting, a lot of people, you know, asking questions and things like that. And one of the things that I've done, and I want to share this with you as well, a few things that, besides just the obvious of working your tail off, and guys, these are big workouts I'm doing, lifting a lot of weight, running really fast, and just really trying to, because if you want to go through a transformation in your life, you've got to do a major pattern interrupt. I mean, you got to do a complete 180 on the food that you're eating. You got to do a complete 180 on how hard you're exercising and amp it up another 10 to 20 levels, you know, push some serious weight. And, you know, if you want to just get in some good shape, you can do that too. You know, you can go for a walk, you can do some weightlifting lightly for 30 to 40 minutes. You can go as far as you want to go. And man, isn't that the message? Like, if you want to get in some good shape, you know how to do that. Go to the gym, 30, 40 minutes. Don't do anything too crazy, but you can do it and just commit yourself 3 days a week and you'll do it. Abs are made in the kitchen though. That's the lesson I learned. Abs are made in the kitchen. Abs are not made in the weight room, okay? What you're cooking and what you're putting into that body of yours, that's where your abs, because you got abs, you got a six-pack, they're just hidden underneath some layers of fat, just like mine. So you'll get there. But when you want to really transform your body and your business and everything, you have got to shock the system. I mean, if you're in business and you're not creating a ton of content and you're kind of doing, we'll do something today, we'll do something, and you're kind of taking it casual, you know, if you treat your business like a hobby, then you're going to earn hobby income. If you treat your business like you're the CEO and you're running a multi-million dollar business, then you're going to have a multi-million dollar business. And if you want a multi-million dollar body, then you got to treat your body. Look, man, your body is amazing. I mean, I don't want to get too deep into this stuff, but I think about the human body and how you have muscles in your arms and they all work in unison to get your fingers to grip a weight and then to pull it and lift it over your head and to get your legs to extend while you're doing leg extensions and you got all that weight sitting on, or maybe you're doing hamstrings, or to be able to bend over without ripping everything apart and do a deadlift. I mean, guys, the human body, the way it works so perfectly. And then the human brain with 18 billion brain cells up there all firing on all cylinders. For now, it's not always going to be like that, but you're treating it like you've got this amazing machine working, and it's always going to be that way. And if you don't have the energy that you want, man, all you got to do is make a damn decision that you're going to start tomorrow, 15 minutes on January 4th. Let me tell you something. I did my first cardio workout, and it involved running in place for like 60 seconds as fast as I could. Maybe it was even like 30 seconds. Probably 30 seconds. Rest for 90 seconds. 30 seconds rest. 30 seconds rest. 30 seconds rest. You know how far I made it? Like 7 minutes. I was so frustrated. I had all the pizza and the wings and the bourbon and everything that I would, you know, punish myself with all over the holidays previously. Because I was like you, you know, I went through the New Year's resolution of the better body and all that stuff. The one thing I did, though, is I made a decision and I made a commitment, which is really just a promise that you make to yourself. And I didn't take it lightly. I said, I'm going to get through this. And I felt terrible. I just, you know, I felt terrible not that I didn't get through it. My body, literally, it was shaking. And I had only worked out like 15 minutes total when I finally got back into the routine. But that day was over. And then the next day, just a little bit more. And then about the fourth day, I took a step back. I couldn't even do as much cardio as I was doing the day before. And then I started lifting very light weights. Guys were talking 20-pound dumbbells. For a guy 6'2", 200 pounds, that's not a lot to weigh. Started with 20 pounds, worked my way up to 25, 30, 35, 40. I probably ended that particular day, the first week of that day working out, lifting 45 pounds over my head a few times. Gradually, that turned into lifting 70-pound dumbbells over my head, and I was starting at 45, and I would pyramid up and pyramid back down. Today, on the incline press, because I actually injured my forearm, I don't know what I did, but I tore a tendon or something, not stopping me from lifting. I just moved from doing dumbbells over to the universal machines, and now I'm doing incline presses at 285. 285 pounds. Are you kidding me? I only weigh 185 now. I started at 200 pounds. And I do my last set before I pyramid back down is 3 reps of 285 pounds. And I start at like 210 or something like that. 180 maybe. I can't forget. I look at my books. I track all this stuff. Let's say I start at 180, go up to 285, and I'm jumping up 15 pounds a time. And then I pyramid back down. And I'm circuiting that with leg extensions and stomach crunches where my back goes all the way bent over to do a crunch. I'm sitting on my back on a flat bench. As you can imagine, it's just laying on your back, okay? And then scoot your shoulders over the edge of the flat bench until your waist is just about over the edge. And literally your head is touching the mat on the ground. And then do stomach crunches. That's some badass abdomen work there. So today, that's what I did. I did 285, all the way up to 285 of incline benches, leg extensions, abs, that workout. I did 50 of those. And then I ended with drop sets with triceps. So I would start at whatever it is, 255 pounds, and I would do 25 drop sets of that on triceps. That's why when I took that photo last week, it looked so badass, because that's the type of workout I want to transform my body. And not because I'm going to go on a magazine, and not even because I'm going to sell this product, the Everyday Saturday Body. I'll sell it, and I'll gladly take your money for it, but that's not why I'm doing this. I'm doing this because I'm in a race against Father Time. I'm in a race that one of these days, man, and it may be 30 years from now, I'm going to be like most people, and I'm going to realize that I can't do what it is I used to do. Or I'm going to get the diagnosis in the doctor's office that, hey, do you know what? And he's going to list some long name of a disease. You got it. Start getting your affairs in order. Okay. That day's coming. Or I get hit by a bus. I don't know. You know, one of the two, one of the three. And I want to push my body, and you should want to push your body. I want to push my business. You should want to push your business. I want to find the most amazing relationships. You should want to find the most amazing relationships. And don't ever settle for anything less, because the beauty is, once you make that decision that you're not settling for anything less, man, I'll tell you, it is. I'll tell you, it's not perfect. All right, you still have adversity in your life, but the lows aren't nearly as low. All right, you can get the Vitamix blender. You can put the spinach in with the water and a few chunks of frozen mango like I do, and that's what I eat to stave off all the bad food. I'll still throw a burger in here and there. No big deal. I'm not Johnny Vegan by any stretch. Nothing against my vegan friends out there. I enjoy meat. All right, so I like to eat meat. But I also eat very, very, very healthy now, and I still drink over a gallon of water. And I tell you all of this, man, to inspire you that on January 4th, let me tell you something, I was fat. I was out of shape. I got tired going up the flight of stairs. And I was in okay shape. Wasn't in great shape, but I was in okay shape. And then I said, I want transformation. I just want transformation. I know it's going to suck. I know the pain I'm about to experience. I know how tired I'm going to be. I know I'm going to be craving food at 8 at night because I'm burning the engine now even more, and I got to say no to that stuff. I know I need to drink more water. And, you know, if that's what you want, if that's what you want, if you truly want transformation, you can have it in your life and in your business and everywhere else. But, boy, you've got to do a 180 right now. Like, right now. So I hope this podcast inspired you. You guys inspire me daily. Thanks so much for the tweets. Thanks so much for the emails. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.